One of the biggest crises we have right now in the country is the outrageous mandates and knee-jerk reactions for COVID. I live in California, unfortunately, so it's extra crazy here, as it's always been. Omicron has arrived and swept through the state worse than wildfires Gavin Newsom has enabled the last few years. We've had the strictest mandates in the country since day one: masks, social distancing, school shutdowns, business shutdowns, etc. None of it worked. The virus simply ran its course. However, it's now returned, and Gavin Newsom and his crew have gone back to the same old playbook that didn't work before. New indoor mask mandates were initiated the other day through February 14th. Dr. Mark Galli is California's Secretary of Health and Human Services. He spoke yesterday and answered questions. The most prevalent came when he said that although there are 8,000 people approximately in California hospitals, it is unclear how many are in the hospital because of COVID. Really? You think that's an important distinction? So let me break this down for you. A two-month mask mandate was initiated in California due to COVID hospitalization numbers. That's the focus, they say, not case count. Everyone who enters a hospital is tested with a rapid test upon entering, which the FDA just confirmed is not very accurate to detect Omicron. But there's no distinction if someone is in the hospital due to COVID versus someone who went for a concussion and happened to test positive, aka they are admitted for a different reason with COVID. According to the LA Times, roughly two-thirds of COVID positive patients at hospitals run by the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health were admitted for something other than the virus. But Dr. Galli could not answer what the hospitalization number needed to drop to remove the mask mandate. Therefore, California is back. It remains back in a state of emergency based on an arbitrary number with no scientific data to support it. We are back to senseless mandates, non-scientific knee-jerk reactions in order to chase COVID down until we reach net zero. In addition, the CDC came out and said cloth masks are not effective against Omicron. Yet, cloth masks are what most people still walk around with in California, whether it's in the grocery store or anywhere else inside, because the N95s are expensive and not available. Yes, we are in a state of emergency, but he did manage to confirm that we will still be hosting the Super Bowl in Los Angeles next month, while every child is mandated to wear a mask at school, because science. So buckle up, everyone. We are entering year three of the indefinite state of emergency to cure a virus that cannot be eradicated. They will never release power. It's time to understand.